I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A, and we're very happy to welcome a Duluth band that has been around just for a couple of years, but they've done several shows, and they're putting out their first album tomorrow night. They're called Vivielle. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
And Nathaniel Harvey, do you want to, you're the guitarist and the lead singer guy.
Yes.
Do you want to introduce the rest of the band for us?
All right. Well, we have Rosalie Ugala singing vocals.
Hello.
As well. Lena Rousey on the bass guitar and Joe Rousey on the drums and the bells.
And same last name, they happen to be brothers, right?
As far as we know, yes.
No DNA tests have been done, but we're guessing. You guys have your debut album, right, coming out tomorrow. You've done some singles and things, but...
Yep, we released a single called The Start and the End a couple months ago, and yep, this is our first full-length album coming out through Chaperone Records, and... released it on Tuesday, actually, so that's already available.
There you go. All right, well, let's hear a song, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about, we'll find out about you guys and the album and all the excitement and the fact that I think some of you are leaving town.
Yes.
Very soon, so if what the future of the band might be.
Definitely.
All that and more coming up. What do you guys want to start with here?
All right, this is a song off our album called So Much of You.
Say my name a million, say my name a million times. Is it real? Am I real? Say my name a million, say my name a million times. It's my choice. It's all my choice. Hey, hey. Stars are right through my walls. Where are you now? What am I now? Count the stars right through my, count the stars are right through my walls. My bones are falling out. So much of you, and the folly takes 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 so much of you,
and the folly takes so much of you, the folly takes so much of you.
Say my name a million, say my name a million times. Is it real? Am I real?
Vivielle live from Studio A, and that's one from their new album, Time Falls Apart. Well, Nathaniel, first thing I want to ask you about is the band's name, because I think it's named after some friends of yours or something like that.
That is a disgusting lie.
Okay.
I don't know anything about that.
All right.
I'm actually not not able to disclose any information about the origin of our band name. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, the rumor that I heard was that you have some friends whose last name they have like one of those long kind of three name last names, and the initials are VVL. So that's what I heard. But
I don't know anything about that.
All right.
No comment. That's
what I get for listening to rumors. All right. So tell me about your band. You've only been around for a couple of years, but how long have you been playing music yourself, Nathaniel?
You know, actually, we as a band are only about a year old.
Okay.
So a little bit younger than that. But, you know, I've been writing tunes for, I don't know, a couple of years ago. In middle school, I started really getting a little bit more serious about playing the guitar and having more fun with that, and started writing some songs. And, you know, about 2 years ago, Lino and I started jamming together a little bit and playing around with some of our songs. And a little bit after that, you know, he was playing drums at the time. And this is one day when he was like, oh, okay, well, I have to bring my brother's drum set back to him because he needs it for some project or something. And I was like, oh, so you're not a drummer. That makes sense. He's an amazing bassist. But so we had Joe come in and play some drums with us, decided to start a band, played our first show without Rosie. That was before she was playing with us. She was nice enough to come to that and to offer to be a part of that. And Rosie and I have been singing together for, you know, a long, long time now. We've been really good friends for about 16 years, so...
And you're not that old, so that's a really long time. How old are you, if I can ask, Nathaniel?
Rosie, Lino, and I are 18, and Joe's 16.
Okay, and you just graduated, is that right, from
yep.
high school? Okay,
yep.
So this is all, you've been doing this in high school,
sure.
This band, because when you said you've been writing songs since middle school, not that long ago. Well, what did you start with first? Did you start playing music, guitar first? Did you start singing first?
You know, when I was in kindergarten, I started playing viola, and I did the Suzuki program, so that was like the base of my musical knowledge, and then realized that I really didn't love, you know, have a lot of respect for orchestral musicians, not my cup of tea, so stopped doing that, started playing guitar in about fifth grade, and in elementary school and middle school, Rosie and I were both really into musical theaters, did a lot of singing, and singing together, especially, and that sort of sparked my interest in music, and then started writing songs when I was like 12 or so, I think.
And I always want to know, what did you start writing about when you were 12? What profound things were going on in your life that you wanted to write about?
A lot of, you know, my song writing isn't, I don't write a lot of very literal lyrics, and it usually takes me a while, like a couple months, to figure out what my songs are about after I write them. I can't even remember what that little middle school kid was writing songs about.
Because I have great
stupid
respect.
Stuff. Definitely stupid.
But I have great respect for anybody that writes songs at all, and I'm always curious about, you know, when they're so young, what they're writing about.
Yeah.
What's going on? I was surprised that you had been together such a short time, because I saw you perform and it was maybe 6 months ago or something, and I thought, wow, these guys are great. And I knew how young you were, and I knew that you hadn't been together that long. So I was pretty impressed for both of those things. So it seems like something that you take seriously. You guys, you know, you were in school and stuff, so you weren't doing a ton of shows, but it seems like you've, you know, tried to do regular shows and things. Did you play homegrown
well,
this last
you know,
last
it
year?
Was especially easy for Lino and I, because both Lino and I were doing, you know, both finishing our senior years of high school here at UMD, so I had some pretty flexible schedules. But, we've been gigging quite a bit, actually, and we played homegrown this year. We played on the first night with Coyote and Deja Vu Drifters at Teatro, and that was one of our favorite shows, I think. It was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And planning on it's looking like we're going to be able to play homegrown again this year. Our schedules should work out for that. So
wonderful. Now, are you, because I know there aren't a ton of all ages venues around, there's Beaners and there's some other ones, are you able to check out much music in the community?
You know, if you have a homegrown artist pass, it's not too difficult during that week, but I don't know. We manage. But it's sort of a strange transition for us right now, because we've been playing a lot of shows at the Herring and playing some, you know, 21 plus shows, and our main demographic is like high schoolers, but you know, we're starting to gather a bit of an older following as well.
Mm-hmm. So you can be at the show because you're the band and you can see stuff, but not some of your fans cannot necessarily hear is what you're saying. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, let's hear another song, and then we'll come back and talk about the album and putting together the songs for that. What do you want to play next?
Great. The song is another one off our album. This song's called I Thought to Hide.
I don't like to be alone, but I'm so good at it now. And I don't know if I deserve to see the light, though I know how. And in my mind, my thoughts are steady, but they shake my body now. And I finally think I'm ready. I've been waiting for a million years now. If this were real life, I would be like all the rest. When I can breathe underwater, when I can breathe in outer space, you know I'd go anywhere to see my own.
And if you take no prisoners, then I'll take no photographs. And if you take your pills, I'll take mine.
And if you take no prisoners, then I'll take no photographs. And if you take your life, I'll keep mine. To run, I thought to hide. I didn't think to face the light. And maybe it's the way I dress, like a miracle, and now you're all dressed in white.
If you take no prisoners, and I'll take no photographs. Take your pills, I'll take mine.
And if you take no prisoners, then I'll take no photographs. And if you take your life, I'll keep mine. I don't like to be alone, but I'm so good at it now. I don't know if I deserve to see the light, though I know how. And in my mind, my thoughts are steady, but they shake my body now. And I finally think I'm ready. I've been waiting for a million years now.
That is Vivielle, live from Studio A, and another one from their new album, Time Falls Apart, which is currently available on Bandcamp. What's the Bandcamp address for people?
It is vvl.bandcamp.com, V-I-V-I-E-L-L-E.
All right, and will shortly be available in hard copies for those of us who still like those. So tell me about putting the album together. Are you a prolific songwriter, Nathaniel? Did you have a lot of songs? And then are you the one who writes all the songs for the bands?
Yes, I write all the music. It was sort of a strange set of circumstances that led to this album being completed. We'd planned on just releasing this on our own on Bandcamp and doing some hard copies, and we had all the drums tracked for 8 songs, and you know, about a week after that, we played the show at the Herring, and afterward, Bob Monahan was paying Rosie and I, and he's saying, "Oh, you guys are recording an album. Do you guys want to just do that here? Because there's that wonderful studio that's being put together under the Red Herring." And so, of course, we said yes to that.
For Chaperone Records, yep. Which Bob Monahan also involved with that. He has two different enterprises there.
So, yeah, of course, we were delighted to accept that offer. And, you know, we're the first band to have, you know, anything recorded down there, because that's a pretty new space. So we were nice, you know, little batch of guinea pigs. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Brian Ring of Liner Gazelle produced that for us, did just an amazing job. We had to rush it a little bit just because of the release date and all of us leaving, but yeah, it came together pretty nicely, and you know, 8 songs completed. But we had to, just because, you know, the Red Herring is a bar and it's not all soundproofed down there yet, we had, I don't know how many the rest of the band did, but I had 5 different nights when I would go in at about 2 in the morning and come out around 6 or 7, so.
To avoid the bar noise.
Yes.
Wow. Lots of coffee, huh?
Yep. And also, Keenan McIntyre Talbot helped master it with Brian.
Okay. So how was the experience for you? Like, was this your first kind of recording in a studio experience?
You know, in a studio that wasn't a closet in my house. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So what, how did it compare? And also, is it nice to have other ears that are saying, "Hey, what about this?" and things that you hadn't thought about?
Definitely. I mean, you know, it wasn't like we had a lot of time for experimentation, so it didn't really come to play that much. But it was really nice to have someone who knew what they were doing. And also, you know, they have some really nice equipment. But, you know, I was pretty much just using, you know, my laptop and a couple of, you know, cheap microphones to record our single in our closet, you know, which turned out okay. But having someone, you know, such as Brian Ring, who, you know, he has a producer's credit on Drums and Guns, really knows what he's doing. Yeah, it was just an absolute joy to be working with him.
Mm-hmm. And that Drums and Guns is a Low album you're talking about, right?
Yep.
Rosalie, since you have a microphone, sorry, brothers, you guys don't get microphones. I'm just going to ask you a question. So how did you get involved with the band, and how long have you been singing?
Well, like Nathaniel said, we've been friends for a really, really long time, and I thought I would go and check out their first show. And I was, I don't know, I was really affected by it because I just thought the sound was really cool. So after that, I just told Nathaniel, like, "Hey, I would love to be a part of this." And it just kind of worked out. We met up and everything just started flowing, and it was really cool.
And you said you had done theater together, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. So me and Nathaniel have a lot of experience performing together, which is kind of unique because it's easy to read, you know, each other. And yeah.
Within about 2 hours, you know, at the time when she joined, our set was only about like 8 or 10 songs, I think. But she had, you know, sort of knew all the harmonies that I was going to ask her to sing before I told them to her. And we could pretty much just sing through all our songs without much effort.
Wow. So you have done a lot of theater, Nathaniel. I think I've probably seen you in some things.
Probably.
So how does your love for theater compare with your love for music? How do those two things work in your life?
You know, my love for theater, you know, I have a lot of respect for that art form. Sort of died out quite a while ago. I stopped, you know, doing a lot of theater and, you know, I was probably about 11, or, you know, around that time. But I got really involved with the Minnesota Ballet and sort of did that at first to supplement, you know, the theater, and then really fell in love with that, and that became its own thing. And was really heavily involved with that for the past, roughly 7 or 8 years, I think, and then sort of fell into music. So I haven't been involved in theater for quite a long time.
Oh, okay. I must be thinking something different. I know you know a lot of people in theater. Maybe that's what it is.
That's probably it.
Yeah. So, okay, well then how does it... But is music kind of the main creative outlet for you right now?
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Well, let's hear one more song, and then we'll find out what you guys are going to be up to next. What do you want to finish up with here?
Sure. This is the title track off of our album, Time Falls Apart.
Sun destroy, moon give birth, and time fall apart. Sun grow, moon pull my waves, and time fall apart. Whoa. Are made of paper, and the birds fly from the fire into my windows. Oh, oh.
VVL live from Studio A, and you said that was the title track, right, from your new album. Well, so some of you just graduated, and so you're going to be heading to places far and wide, it sounds like.
Yeah. So Lino's going to be going to UMD, Rosie's off to the Maine U, and I'm off to Squamish, British Columbia, about an hour north of Vancouver.
So how are you going to work band stuff? Are you going to try and do stuff on breaks, or?
I think we'll just Skype.
That works too.
Skype, yeah. Practice. No. Yeah. You know, it actually works out that, you know, I'm going to be done with school around late April, and we'll be able to start gigging around that time. I can just make Rosie drive here from the cities anytime, right?
Oh, yeah.
Totally. And then, you know, over Christmas break, I have a little bit of December and a little bit of January where we can maybe play a couple shows.
Mm-hmm. And so you're probably heading out really soon, though, right?
For school? I'm Rosie's leaving on Sunday. I'm leaving on Thursday.
So no big tour behind the release of this album.
Just no.
One big show and then on your way.
Yep.
But you obviously are kind of dedicated to still doing it, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And next couple days, I'm going to record a quick solo EP, so I have something to take with me. And I think Joe and Lino have another project planned with a friend of theirs for during the year, so it'll work out.
Oh, okay. Joe, can you hit that microphone over there and say anything else about that project? I don't know, is that microphone in a place you can talk into it?
My friend, he's moving down this year from Grand Marais. I've known him pretty much since I was like 5 years old, and it should be pretty fun. He's a really good musician. He plays pretty much everything, and I feel like our sounds could really mix well with me and Lino and him doing our own thing.
Does it have a name, the project?
Not yet. We have some ideas, though.
All right, so we will be hearing more from all of you in the future, musically. Well, best of luck to you guys as you head on to your
Thanks so much, and thanks
adventures.
For having us.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Again, that is Vivielle, and they are releasing their debut album. It's already available online, digitally, but tomorrow night, the hard copy. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Rick McLean and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.